how are you feeling? You're Sitka's newest assembly member after just being back for, what, a couple of years?
Couple of years, yeah. Yeah, thank you, Catherine. I'm feeling good. I had a lot of time when I first came back to, you know, I was taking care of my parents, and we were really kind of going through a process of, you know, them saying goodbye to this beautiful place because they needed to go south for medical reasons. And so it was a kind of year and a half transition period. And that time we just spent really valuing this location and this people. And I saw it just through a huge lens of perspective of appreciation. And they've been in their assisted living place for about 2 months now. And this opportunity came up to really officially appreciate Bucktown. And so that's kind of why I thought was as a good time for me to join the assembly.
What kinds of experiences do you have that you think are going to be relevant to this role at the assembly? Can you talk a little bit about what you've been up to for the last, you know, couple decades?
I left. I would have stayed, you know, in state to go to school, but I wanted to pursue architecture. We didn't have our university system didn't have that program, so I went, you know, somewhere quote unquote close by, which is Montana State in Bozeman. And I did that program. It was excellent. I realized through that education that architecture school doesn't produce architects. It produces critical thinkers with time management skills. And that can help you in all aspects of life. And utilizing the design process as a way of critically thinking is just an excellent kind of background that has helped me with really any challenge I've taken on. And so I was 8 years in Bozeman, and then kind of decided I needed to do something more than just hang out and have fun in the mountains. So architecture brought me to Chicago, where I was for another 8 years. I started with the Chicago Architecture Center, doing family programming and, you know, after school programs for teens, and that's what kind of really solidified my design approach to things and facilitating others in thinking with this creative process. But it just really, from the very beginning, brings in that cultural and social side and human aspect is just as significant as, you know, it needs to, whatever challenge it needs to, you know, physically work and needs to be robust and last for 30 years. Then also in Chicago, my role at the Architecture Center became evenings and weekends, and my day job was at an architecture firm and kind of doing the business side of things. So I'm not a licensed architect, but I've been in the industry for, you know, I guess, nearly 10 years. But setting up teams and, you know, responding to RFPs, kind of doing the initial strategy and development, finding clients, you know, attending public meetings because the general contractor and the architecture firm were publicly facing, did public projects, so libraries, schools, sports and rec complexes. So I have experience in chambers, but not on the board. So that business side of architecture, and then after architecture, 3 years at a construction company, I've seen how it all works and have a good sense for budgets and schedules and project management from those roles.
And after being back for a couple of years, what kind of choices do you think need to be made for Sitka in the future? What do you see as kind of the big issues Sitka's facing, mm-hmm. you know, during your time on the assembly and beyond?
I think we're in a stage right now where we're going to be reactionary to some things, but we also have an opportunity to be proactive about longer term items. And the crux of that is, you know, tourism. Right now we need to make decisions for next summer season. the haul out, a nice long-term thing for continuing for jobs, just to kind of keep that fishing industry going, which is a huge, long-term, very valuable asset to the community. And then beneath all of that is housing and childcare, which is, makes Sitka livable and makes it affordable. And then with some, you know, side concerns too, also very valuable, but you know, this is a time of term I don't think I should take it all on, of utility costs and just kind of the food costs and just food security. Those would be some of the larger ones, but also just keeping the city functioning, doing that baseline business that makes this, paying our bills and doing what we need to do to be in good standing as a